welcome to Newscast Episode 8. I'm your host for this week, Neil Ronahan, and with me, as always, are, the usual host, Andy Gergen.
What is up?
And everyone's favorite staff paleontologist, Zachary Miller.
Hi, everybody!
It's a-me, a Mario. Or Dr. Nick.
It's a-me, Velociraptor.
But we're here, this is actually, well, for me, it is now New Year's Eve, as I am on the East Coast, and I guess I'm in the future, so, how's,
Neil, did I get my job?
I don't know yet, give it a couple hours, I don't know, what's the interview, like 10 a.m.? I can tell you in like 9 hours
exactly right.
Or something.
Email me in the middle of the night.
I'll wake you up at 6 in the morning, be like, dude, you got it!
Sweet!
Nice.
But anyway, this is the last show of 2009. We managed to get 8 newscast episodes in about half a year, which is probably a failure on my own part. But regardless, I think we're going strong now.
We've had some holiday hiccups,
but
we've been every other week solid for about 2 months. I think we're doing all right now. We're on the right track.
And I think this was the time where it got a little screwy, just because holidays and everything, and we triumphed through it and. Then we'll all go back to our jobs.
We had one week that was delayed, but if we hadn't delayed that week, we'd be trying to record around Christmas, so it worked out.
Yep. Yeah. Holidays are crazy, yo.
But what we're going to do with this episode is, it's not really, there's not that much news that's been going on. It's, the end of the year, pretty much just hanging around. Not even games are really coming out that much. So we're just going to start off by talking about the weekly downloads and there's no new releases, so we're not really going to mention that. Then we'll go into what you're reviewing. Where I believe Zach will regale us with tales of Castlevania.
Hola!
And I'll be talking about Crystal Bears, and Andy will be talking about Silent Hill. And then for the end of that, we will be talking about 2010 and the games that are coming out there and what we're excited for and stuff like that. So without further ado, let's go into the weekly downloads, which for the past 2 weeks, this is, I guess, the Christmas ones, as it was the week before Christmas and the week after it. And the big hitters definitely Castlevania The Adventure of Rebirth, which finally came out last Nintendo download of the year. Yep. We get Castlevania The Adventure of Rebirth.
Excellent.
Which Zach will talk about later.
Yes.
I'd say the other two big WiiWare games are Eco Shooter Planet 530, which is developed by Intelligent Systems, and it's a first-person shooter, but from what I know about it is that it's got this kind of weird setup in that you're, like, some guy who works at a Plant 530, and the canoids are attacking, so you have to shoot cans, which almost seems like Hogan's Alley? Like a Hogan's Alley reference?
Yeah.
And apparently you get bonus combos for keeping the cans in the air, which makes me think of that even more. But supposedly it's a pretty cool game. I think it's only single player, but I mean, I don't know. Have you guys heard anything about this?
This is the first time hearing of it, and it sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it's one that I've been tempted to pick up, but right now there's like 3 or 4 WiiWare games that I'm interested in that are about 1,000 points each. So,
well, I got 4,000 points for Christmas, so I may have to pick this one up.
Damn!
Yeah, I mean, it's Intelligent Systems, and they're good people.
It's not going to be a dumb game, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the other one is by Game Arts, The Magic Obelisk, which came out in Japan as Shadow Walker a couple months ago, and it's now out in North America. Game Arts, as you all know, they worked on Grandia 1 and 2, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Smash Up. And I actually downloaded the Magic Obelisk a few hours ago, and I put about an hour or two into it. And basically what it is, it's you have the Wii Remote on its side, and you control this, like, this sprite or something that has to basically use different obelisks to have light filter, or basically use them to form shadows as your guy, like, shines light on it or something.
You're creating paths for a thing to walk on, aren't you?
Yes, because the whole conceit is that there's a tree spirit that's looking for the perfect spot to, plant himself in. And the whole thing is that tree spirits in the shade, they don't sprout. But once they get into the sun, then they turn into a tree. And then they plant there.
Okay.
So you're guiding this tree spirit to, you know, his home, or what he wants to be his home. And of course he's a rascal, so that's always fun. But it's a pretty cool game. There's some fun puzzles. So far I haven't really gotten into anything too complex, but I feel like the game's still kind of setting itself up. It's, you know, slowly introducing new mechanics. Like they have, there's like a heated obelisk that will have like a warmer shadow, and that'll like sprout another tree if you get it to hit there. Or there's one where it's a frozen one that you have to, when you put the shadow over there, you have to be in its path, and then you'll slide to the other side because it's ice and it's slippery.
Sure.
And there was a giraffe in one level, and that's always fun. But it's a pretty cool game, and it's only 500 points as well. I don't know how long it is. That's kind of why I think it's 500 points, is I have a feeling it's going to be very short, which kind of is lame.
Yeah.
But rounding out the rest of WiiWare, we have a sequel to one of the launch titles on WiiWare. No, not Lost Winds 2. This is TV Show King 2, which I'm sure we've all been waiting for.
I've been counting the days.
It's a quiz game.
Screw Castlevania.
But I'm pretty sure that I was already crowned TV Show King in the first one. Are they threatening
maybe
my throne?
It's like TV Show King 2, TV Show Harder. I don't know.
TV Show Prince? There can only be one king, is all I'm saying.
No, this is the title defense mode.
That can be only one.
Yeah, title defense mode.
And another release is Palurikio. I have no idea how to pronounce that, but it's a physics-based platformer. There's 50 levels. Apparently, you control a round character named Palurikio. I don't know how to pronounce
that. Wow, that's a tough one.
That's a tongue twister right there.
Not even gonna try.
Palurikio.
Yeah, so it's a physics-based platformer. It's 1,000 points. I haven't really heard too much about it, so...
Neither have I.
I'll say maybe it's good. We don't know. And, of course, the game winner is Happy Holidays Christmas, where you can decorate greeting cards and send them in messages to your friends' Wii consoles.
Nice.
For $5.
That will be selling like hotcakes after this week. Or maybe not.
I think it already is no longer selling.
Oh, well...
I guess maybe they do make some money off this, because I can't imagine it's really that hard to make.
Buy it cheap for next year.
There you go.
And another WiiWare game from this week is Eat Fight.
Actually, I think it's called Eat Fat Fight.
Oh yeah, it is Eat Fat Fight.
Yeah, Eat Fat Fight.
All right, so it's Eat Fat Fight. It's basically it's a sumo wrestling game where you do a bunch of mini games to change your character's appearance, and you use Miis.
It's a sumo wrestling game. I think the mini games are part of it. I think the rest of it's a sumo wrestling game, basically.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
you do mini games to customize your sumo wrestler, and then you step into the ring and have a sumo wrestling fight.
I assume you're shaking the Wii remote like you're jerking it off.
I think that's probably a large portion of the gameplay. Yeah.
I mean, that's what sumo wrestlers do to gain weight.
Yes.
Anyway, that's from Tecmo, which I don't know what their WiiWare presence has been. I can't say I remember another game from Tecmo showing up on WiiWare. Listeners, feel free to correct me, or maybe I'll correct myself after the show. And the final WiiWare title of the week is Rabbids Lab, which was actually in Rabbids Go Home. And this is just for people that just want this outside of the game, even though in the game you can export a channel that does... I assume I don't know if it's the same channel, because I think that's the Rabbids channel, but I mean, I don't really think this is any different at all.
This would be a great demo for Rabbids Go Home.
Yeah, yeah, but this is the whole part where it's the rabbit in the Wii remote.
Yeah,
so you can like, you know, customize them there. It's a lot of fun to play with it. However, just get the damn game. The game's very good too.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there will be a price drop at some point to sweeten the pot more, but right now it's a very solid game. A lot better than I thought it would be. Definitely not Academy of Champions. And moving on to DSiWare, we have Uno. And there's no single card multiplayer in Uno, the popular card game, but there is online. And according to, I wish I knew the name in the forums, apparently the online's very good. And, you know, that's pretty cool. I don't really think I'm going to rush out and buy Uno.
Me neither, but... Nice to know it's there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a safety net if I ever get cold at night.
I actually played the Xbox Live version of Uno more than I ever thought I would after I got it.
Well, that's because that came. Well, I take it you got a 360 around launch?
No, I got mine a couple years after launch.
Oh, damn. Yeah, because I got a 360 at launch, and there was basically, like, nothing for that first year. It was like, I don't even like Oblivion, but I ended up putting a lot of time into Elder Scrolls for Oblivion just because there was nothing else out.
Well, I bought the...
I also played Uno. It was, I think this is when I graduated high school, when I had that. And I remember, like, the last couple days of high school, like, come home from school, wouldn't really have anything to do, no really work, and go online and play Uno with a bunch of my friends and run into a bunch of drunk people online.
I bought the Vision camera. And it came with
the
that.
The Vision camera, like, opened up a whole new world in that game. I wasn't playing it as much when I had the Vision camera, but I played a few rounds, and that's just fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
And I'm glad they don't use the camera in this. I have a feeling there might be a reason why they don't use the camera.
Especially if I'm playing.
Heyo!
Heyo!
Also, we have a Laserdisc video game on the DSi. We have Dragon's Lair, which is, you know... It's a classic Laserdisc video game, and I don't really think there's many games out there that you can call a classic Laserdisc video game. It features animation from the legendary Don Bluth. It's been ported a lot, and it's cool that it's on DSi.
I'm kind of curious how they got around the file size limits for this game.
Yeah,
me too.
I guess maybe they condensed it well.
Yeah, I guess.
But have you guys ever played Dragon's Lair? I actually never have.
Long time ago.
Briefly, not for very long.
And, rounding out DSi, where we have the Oregon Trail, which,
Brilliant. Brilliant move.
You got the flu. You died.
I know, if I'm going on a trip, I will definitely be going to the Oregon Trail and try to live out the game as I'm driving somewhere.
Don't get bit by snakes or get influenza or any of that.
There's also Hot and Cold, a 3D hidden object adventure, where players frantically search for objects and make use of hints in their Hot and Cold meter.
Ooh.
That's $8, and I can't say that seems that much fun. It's just a hide-and-go-seek game. Where's Waldo, if you will, but without Waldo, which it just makes it wares, and that doesn't even sound fun. There's also Hudson's high-stakes Texas Hold'em, which, you know, it's poker.
Yeah. I like Hold'em, but I'll just play with real people, thanks.
Yeah, I think it was actually they had on Xbox 360 once again. They had the XBLA version of some Texas Hold'em thing was free for a time, and I remember I got it and played it, and I don't like playing online poker that much. I like playing with people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's just me.
I'm with you on that.
Alone in that.
You know, real poker is tough because they don't show you the other people's cards.
Yeah.
There's also My Notebook Green.
Yes.
It's the third in the trilogy, which I hear... Might be getting more. There might be an original trilogy coming out soon.
I think it's a prequel trilogy.
Yeah. I don't even know where this fits into the timeline or the canon. But yeah. My Notebook Green is out, and it's gonna rock our faces off. It's got the same unlockable ink colors and grid styles. And
well, one of the things that My Notebook Green has, you can trade notebook pages between blue and red.
Got to write on them all.
I've got a page 4. Do you have a page 9?
And we also have another Sudoku game called Sudoku Sensei, which, you know, there's more puzzles for anyone that craves that. There's Glow Artisan. Artisan. I don't know. It's late, damn it. Which is, I don't really know too much about this game except for, is it kind of like Photo Frenzy, actually?
I don't know anything about this game, to be perfectly honest.
I think, didn't you write the weekly article with this in it?
You know, I might have.
Yeah, you did. I'm looking at it right now.
What does it say? Tell me what I wrote, because I don't remember.
It says, the third DSiWare game is Glow Artisan from Powerhead Games. The game contains over 100 puzzles and 300 medals you can earn. It also supports multiplayer and the ability to turn your DSi photos into new puzzles.
The press release didn't really say what kind of puzzles they were.
I assume it's probably like... you know,
if
you can create puzzles from the DSi camera, I assume it's just the ones where it's like different squares.
I thought
like,
maybe
isn't that don't
thought,
they have that built into the Wii?
Yeah, they do. I've done those puzzles on my Wii because I've been
yeah.
I actually kind of thought it was just sort of like it would generate puzzles. Like it would actually take your photos and like kind of like you could take a barcode, make it into like a fighter on that stupid old toy.
Okay.
That's what I assumed it meant. But I guess, yeah, what you're saying makes a hell of a lot more sense, to be perfectly honest.
Well, either way, you know, it's a game.
Yeah. You know, I've been doing these write-ups on a pretty regular basis for the last couple of months, and I can't think of the last time it didn't include a My Notebook, Sudoku, or Master of Illusion Express title, which, by the way,
yes, which there is another Master of Illusion Express title, Psychic Camera.
Oh, ooh. God.
It's a trick that lets you take a photo of a friend, using the camera, and then you have the photo display an object that they're thinking about, such as a card or a letter or a number.
It's not usually what I'm thinking about.
You have to wonder if they have all these Master of Illusion Express titles lined up ready to go, or if or if it's possible that they could that one could sell so little they would stop putting them out. Like, are they going to release them regardless, or do they actually have to meet
just looking at the amount sales of criteria cyber games that are regularly coming out. I mean, just thinking of the dearth that we had like a year ago with WiiWare and Virtual Console, this is amazing.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of games.
In 2 weeks, we had, 9 WiiWare games, or 8 WiiWare games, okay, of dubious quality, of course, but there's 8 WiiWare games, and I think there's 10 or 11 DSiWare games.
But I think here's what we're getting that we weren't getting a year ago. We're getting 8. You know, WiiWare games and 8 DSiWare games that are all mostly of dubious quality, but we're also getting one or two that aren't every week.
Yes.
And we weren't getting that last year. We're getting Castlevania, The Adventure Rebirth. We're getting things like Flowerworks, which may not be awesome, but it's something different and something interesting.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you compare, you know, WiiWare and DSiWare's output to, you know, PSN and PSP or PS3 or Xbox Live Arcade. Like, I mean, the past year, they've really stepped it up. And I think I was reading some end-of-the-year thing, it may have been MTV Multiplayer blog, where they said one of their disappointments was WiiWare, and I don't understand that at all. I think WiiWare has been the best downloadable platform this entire year.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
I mean, I might not say it has the best game. I mean, I've been playing Shadow Complex lately, and that's a fantastic game. However, Xbox Live Arcade, basically you have the summer of arcade and then nothing. And PSN, yeah. It's like there's a game a week, maybe.
Yeah. No, WiiWare's been solid on a pretty regular basis.
I can list 5 to 10 games that came out this year that are all worth your time and money.
Yeah.
Although half of them are Bit Trip games, but still.
Well, and you got Castlevania Adventure Rebirth, you have Contra Rebirth.
Yeah, I still haven't even gotten Contra Rebirth. There was the Gradius Rebirth, which I didn't hear too many.
Quest?
I don't think I heard... Yeah, Nyx Quest is fantastic. You have the new Lost Winds. WiiWare has been great.
Yeah. It really has.
Maybe
been.
Not consistently week to week, but overall, like, you know, you'll have a couple weeks where a couple good games will come out, and then you'll have a week where nothing will come out.
Yeah.
But finishing up DSiWare, we also have Arcade Hoops Basketball, which seems to be like a very simple arcade-y basketball game, probably.
It's an iPhone port.
Had origins on a cell phone or the iPhone. And there's that's it. That's the only other game. And then on Virtual Console, we had those two other promised Nintendo classics. Super Smash Bros. On Nintendo 64, and Pilot Wings for Super Nintendo. And we also had Ninja Gaiden, the arcade version.
Which is nothing like the NES version or the Xbox version.
Yes. But I think that Ninja Gaiden arcade version was unlockable in the Xbox version.
It might have been,
I mean, it has a little bit in common with the Ninja Gaiden on Nintendo, but it's still very different.
Well, it's like, a lot more like a Streets of Rage kind of game. It's a scrolling, isometric kind of
brawler. More than, you know... Yeah. The balls to the wall platforming that was Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah. And Smash Brothers, I find very hard to get excited about because every sequel to that game has been a replacement for the previous version, more so than with other franchises. I definitely agree with that.
And I think they really dropped the ball with Smash Brothers because I think you probably would have gotten a shit ton of sales on it if you released it right before Brawl.
Yeah.
Really.
And I just think that's a huge missed opportunity for Nintendo. And it'll probably still sell well because it's a Nintendo game on the Wii, Virtual Console, and people eat that shit up. But it's just... I mean, I know from my end, like, if this came out before Brawl, I probably would have picked it up because I was so jazzed for Brawl. At this point, it's like, man, I want to play Smash Brothers on my Wii. Oh, shit, I'll just play Brawl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for me to go and, you know, break out a classic controller and play the original Smash Brothers, which, I mean... I can understand some people that think that Smash Bros. 64, you know, it's a lot different from Melee and Brawl.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think it holds up as well. I think that the graphics kind of look really terrible now.
It feels like you're playing through corn syrup.
Yeah, it's a slower game.
It's very slow.
Although I do love the Hyrule Castle level in that game.
Yeah. So, yeah,
that's right. That was good. But that's in Melee, too.
No, it's not.
No, they never repeated it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They never repeated it.
Yeah, and did either of you guys play Pilotwing Super Nintendo?
I never have.
It's a Mode 7 game, isn't it?
It's been a while since I played it. Yeah, it's basically a Mode 7 show-off game.
Yeah.
I had some fun with it, but I can't... Honestly, nothing really stands out too much about it.
But you know, what's promising is that if they release the Super Nintendo version, they might go ahead and release the Nintendo 64 one.
I hope they do, because that's one of those games that I never played, and everyone raves about it. And I'd really like to see Pilotwings come back. I feel like it would be a very smart move to bring Pilotwings back on Wii.
Well, there aren't that many first party N64 games, and they put out a lot of them. So Pilotwings is one of the last ones left.
Well, at least ones that they can do, because kind of a lot of those rare games are tied up.
Right? Yeah, right.
And that is kind of a shame. Some of those rare games are cool.
Yeah, although Perfect Dark Xbox Live Arcade that could pretty much sway which downloadable service I think is the best, and I can't wait for that damn game to come out.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know they were releasing it on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll fix the frame rate.
They are. The graphics are completely redone. I actually saw a video about it the other day.
Nice.
Maybe it'll have Perfect Dark Zero as an unlockable.
That would be hilarious. But, I mean, this is a good end of the year, and I'm excited to see what the next couple months are going to bring on WiiWare and DSiWare. I think, we'll talk about this more in the 2010 preview before I'm getting ahead of myself. So, moving on to what you're reviewing, Zach, how about you said you had some words about Academy of Champions?
I do. I'm writing the review right now. I'm sick of playing it. I've played it enough that I can review it, and I don't want to play it anymore. I don't hate it. I just don't like it. You know? I know you hate it because you had expectations going in.
Yeah. I think if you didn't have expectations going in, you probably wouldn't hate it as much as you would, which is why I kind of didn't want to review it, because I know that my judgment would be so clouded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just find it very boring and kind of overly simplistic.
It's a shitty soccer game. There's no getting around
it. But the thing I wanted to say, the thing that really surprises me, is that during, you know, the game is divided into terms, or months, however you want to say it, and there are 30 days in a month, and each day you do something different, and you only play soccer like 4 times in the month.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time you're literally going through menus.
Yep.
You're either talking to people and listening to their stupid simish voice, or clicking through stat boosts. Like on one day it'll say, today you're doing stat boosts. Even though you can do that whenever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do it today.
Well, the thing that I hate is that there's no like season mode or like a tournament or something. Like it's just that fucking... Like when I first heard about like this, you know, this school mode, and I was like, oh, that seems pretty cool, but I didn't realize it was going to be the entire goddamn game.
Right. And I finally found some Ubisoft characters. I saw the Prince of Persia, and I initially didn't recognize him. I was like, who the hell is that guy? Oh, he's got the headdress. He's the prince. Otherwise, he looks nothing like him.
Well, it looks like the prince if the prince was like a soccer player.
Yeah, I guess so. And he's nothing special on the soccer field. It's just like any other player.
You know who's ridiculous in that game? Who? Altair from Assassin's Creed.
Oh, is he?
He's like God.
What, on the opponent's side or on your side?
On the opponent's side.
So he's just a dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I haven't seen him yet. Maybe I'm glad.
But, so, all right, let's talk about some happy things.
Yes,
Castlevania. Just all over Castlevania.
Oh, man. I downloaded that 2 days ago or whenever the heck it came out, and I've been playing nothing but that. And it's, you know, it's unfair to call it, to compare it to Castlevania the Adventure on Game Boy, because it doesn't resemble it at all, except for...
Well, now, what exactly does it resemble?
It resembles Rondo of Blood.
As someone who hasn't really played Rondo of Blood...
Okay, it resembles... let's see. You've played Castlevania 3, right?
Well, like, as far as, like, Super Castlevania 4 and Castlevania 3,
okay.
Which, like...
It's more like Super Castle... It, game style is like Super Castlevania 4.
All right.
But each level is so big that there are multiple paths you can take.
Awesome.
That's very cool.
It is. So it's an old-school Castlevania game, and I love those games. I like the old-school Castlevania games more than I like the post-Symphony of Night games.
I'll be honest. Like this is like my Xbox reunion show, I feel. But I played through Symphony of the Night thanks to its release on XBLA. And, I mean, I think it's a great game, but I don't really have any urge to go back and play it again. Meanwhile, Super Castlevania 4, like, I download it on a virtual console, and I'll go back to that every now and then. Like, that's the kind of game that I like playing. And it's weird, because I love Metroid games, and I'll replay Metroid games, but there's just something about the Castlevania, Metroidvania games that just I don't like as much.
Well, maybe it's because we've been playing the same game for 10 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to pick up and play something like Castlevania 4 than it is Symphony of the Night, which, you know, it's if you pick up Symphony of the Night, you know, you're in for a good, you know, what, 12 to 15 hours of gameplay, whereas you can pick up Castlevania 4 and play it for an hour, and then you're done.
Right.
I really like the open world Castlevania games. I played all of them except for Portrait of Ruin, which I just couldn't get into for some reason.
Just ignore it.
But it doesn't exist. But I, you know, I did grow up playing the classic Castlevanias. I owned all three of the NES ones, and I've beaten all three of the NES ones, even the
the
confounding second installment. and I, you know, this game, I actually downloaded it and played it for maybe no more than about 10 minutes. I just kind of wanted to get a flavor of it before I went to bed last night. And it reminded me almost kind of Bloodlines for Genesis, at least in its art style.
Yeah, the art style is similar to that, but more colorful.
I remember Bloodlines.
Yeah.
Bloodlines, by the way, is an excellent.
That is an excellent Castlevania game, by the way. If you haven't played that, keep an eye out for it on Virtual Console, because when it comes out, you're going to want to pick it up.
Definitely. I like that the, you know, in those classic Castlevania games, the movements are very stiff. But in this one, in Castlevania Rebirth, they're a little looser. So you feel like you have more control over what you're doing. And I just really like the level design. And I think, you know, whoever was in charge of Castlevania Rebirth should be put in charge of Castlevania, because they've really got it down. I think they need to return to this platforming style.
Yeah.
And was Iga involved in this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not aware.
I think, because wasn't he kind of just like taken away from Castlevania? You could say Lord of Shadow, and I think he's as far away from that as he possibly can.
I think he is. But he hasn't been involved in any of the 3D games either.
Well, did he work on he worked on Castlevania Judgment, right? I think that was
I don't know if he did. I think he
thought that was like his baby.
I think he just gave it his blessing and then let the developers ass rape it.
Yeah, I don't have any real desire to see the open world ones go away, but I think WiiWare is an excellent home to like a new series of these kind of games.
I really like what they're doing with the Rebirth series.
Me too.
I mean, it seems like they're taking a page from Mega Man 9 and Capcom's strategy with that.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Konami and Capcom are two companies that I would love to see continue to do this, because they have a great backlog. They have, you know, these great 16-bit, 32-bit, 8-bit games that, you know, could use just a short WiiWare game. It doesn't even need to be that long. That's the thing, is that that's what WiiWare is perfect for. Like, this doesn't need to be a 20-hour experience. I can't imagine that.
And it really, if you play through the whole game, I haven't gotten to the last level, but I know I'm at the second to the last level. It's probably, if you sit down and play it for an hour, hour and a half, you'll beat it. It's a short game, and the whole replay value comes from finding all these alternate paths.
Now, is there anything that, like, marks the alternate paths?
One of the sub-weapons you pick up, which is just like Rondo of Blood, one of the sub-weapons is a key, and if you don't, if you don't pick up a different sub-weapon to replace it, if you hang on to that key, you can find locked doors, and then some walls are destructible that'll take you on an alternate path too.
Very cool.
The alternate path will just take you past some power-ups, but other times you'll face a a whole different mini boss. So
cool
it's that's really very cool. Neat. The only thing I don't really like about it is there's no save at all.
Oh,
wow.
So, and, you know, WiiWare doesn't support the save state.
The save state. Now, has there been any... I mean, did either of you guys play Contra Rebirth?
I did not.
Because maybe that's part of the charm of these, which I think is kind of stupid, if you can't save in them.
That could be, but, you know, but it is a very short game. If you just sit down and say, I'm going to... If you put an hour and a half away and say, I'm going to beat this game, you can do it. And you can actually go to the options menu and knock out, give yourself 9 lives, from 3 to 9 lives, so you can kind of adjust the difficulty on your own.
That's really cool. That's very cool.
It is.
I really hope they continue to put out more games like this. And, you know, with Capcom, we've seen the announcement of Mega Man 10, which sort of indicates they're willing to not just put a one-off retro remake. They're willing to continue adapting, you know, games in that franchise with this new old, everything old is new again art style. And I hope, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a classic Castlevania franchise sit alongside an open world Castlevania franchise. I see no reason for either one to not exist.
But what would have to happen first is Nintendo would have to get rid of that download size limit.
Yeah. Very, very true. Very true.
Which may never happen.
If you like
Castlevania, pick this game up. It is definitely worth $10. I'd pay more. If it were a retail game, I'd pay more. I honestly would.
They'll hear you.
And by more, you mean $10.50.
You have finally gotten Silent Hill Shattered Memories.
Nice. I'm excited about this.
It took a while.
How was it?
It took a while to come in, but I finally got it just today in the mail. Well, you know, we're recording this kind of late at night, so I had some time to play it before we started recording. I really only put about an hour into it. I needed to get a flavor of the game before the Nebraska football game started tonight.
good shutout.
Yeah, Huskers go Big Red, 33-0. Anyway, yeah, I'm really impressed. You know, I put about an hour into the game. I didn't get that far. I just kind of got past the intro cutscene, and then I got basically not much further than when you get your cell phone. And your cell phone sort of acts as your menu. They do a good job of sort of allowing you to interact with your, you know, your map and your inventory, so to speak, without really, you know, breaking up the flow of the game by just putting everything into your cell phone. Your cell phone is your voicemails. It's your communication with NPCs in the game. It's your map. It's a little bit of everything, and it works pretty well. And the game, you know, the game even calls you on your phone, and your phone is the speaker in your Wii remote. So I was watching a cutscene with a character that I came across in a diner pretty early in the game, and, the Wii remote started ringing while she was talking, and then she stopped talking, and she said, "Is that your phone ringing?" And sure enough, I put the Wii remote up to my face, and then it stopped, and then my character said, "Oh, he hung up." I'm not sure what that was about exactly. I'm sure I'll figure it out later in the game, but it's kind of neat that it kind of happened off to the side, you know, on my couch, and then it was referred to immediately thereafter in the game, which was, I thought, very cool.
That is cool.
My favorite thing about the game so far, and this is something that I heard talked about on a different podcast, I think the Joystick Podcast, when you come across things in the game for you to look at, like posters on the wall or books on a table, there's no walking up to a desk and hitting A to examine an object. Everything is just clear enough for you to read it.
That's nice.
Like, if there's if there's like any lengthy texts, I haven't found any of those yet. But if there's a poster on the wall, you don't have to go up and hit A to get a closer view of it. You just go up and you shine your flashlight on it, because the game basically works like a third person shooter where your gun is a flashlight and you just constantly aim it, and that's your camera. And then you use the analog stick to walk. So if you shine your flashlight on like a poster or a TV or a magazine, and you just hold down the trigger on your remote to zoom in, you can just read it. And the cool part is,
That's awesome.
If you focus on it for more than a half a second, your character will actually comment on it to himself. So, like, you're looking at it, and you have a thought in your head, and then all of a sudden, your character echoes that thought. Like, I think he saw some... Actually, this ties into another point I was going to make. This is a very adult game.
It earns its M.
Yeah, and not even for like violence, because I haven't seen any violence yet. But I walked into a bathroom early in the game, and there was some writing on the wall. There was a crude drawing of a naked girl, and the picture and the text said something to the effect of a football team had spit roasted this girl. And I stopped for a second and thought about that, and I kind of like a mental image popped into my head, and I was like, oh. And then, sure enough, as I was thinking about it, my character on the screen, like, said the name of the girl that they wrote down, and kind of laughed to himself. And I was like, huh. He commented on it as I was thinking about it, and that's pretty cool. And he continued to do that, like, as I looked, like, you walk into a video store pretty early in the game, and there's, like, all kinds of fake movie posters lying around there, and whenever you shine your flashlight and look at one of them for a second, he'll kind of make a comment about the movie poster or something on it. And I thought that was a really, really cool touch. It brings you into the environment. It doesn't interrupt the gameplay at all. It's completely optional.
It kind of breaks the fourth wall.
A little bit.
I've heard that this game is very, like, meta, so to speak.
Also, speaking of the game being very adult.
Yeah, how's the psych profile?
So, yeah, like, the psych profile is weird. It kind of takes place during the opening cutscene where a character is being stranded in a car outside Silent Hill. And it kind of goes back and forth between this psych test and the cutscene. And basically, the psych test takes the form of a therapist who's interviewing you as his patient for the first time, and it's first person. You're sitting on the couch, I guess, talking to this guy, and he hands you a piece of paper that has about 8 to 10 questions on it. Things like one of the things was, have you ever cheated on your partner, or do you use fantasy role playing during sex? Which I thought was a particularly interesting question. I'm very curious to see how that plays into the gameplay. Questions like that, just sort of like, do you make friends easily? And questions like that. And I know I answered. He mentions that you should answer truthfully because lying will get you nowhere. So I answered truthfully, and I handed him his test back, and he looked over the test, and he said, never cheated on a partner, huh? Is that true? And he kind of looks back at you, and the screen indicates that you're to either shake the remote side to side to say no or nod it up and down to say yes.
Wow.
So sure enough, your camera, you know, shakes his head or nods his head, and the therapist kind of says, huh, interesting. And he turns back around. And I have no idea how any of this plays into the game yet, but I thought it was a really cool intro. When you first turn the game on, there's actually a warning screen that says, warning, this game uses psychological testing to alter the gameplay. It plays you as much as you play it. The graphics in the game are phenomenal.
I know the particle effects were of a specific goodness at E3.
Yeah, like I haven't played Dead Space Extraction, which I've also heard is very, very good. So I can't say
pretty game.
I can't say if it's better than that or not, but I know this is probably the best looking game that I've seen on the Wii. The frame rate is solid. The lighting effects are very cool, like because you move your flashlight all over all these objects, and you know it seamlessly moves. It never feels artificial. There are some things that are always lit up, like televisions that are left on and neon signs, and you can shine your flashlight over them and move it back off, and it just kind of stays. You know, it everything feels tangible. Everything feels very real. The frame rate is very, very solid. It only ever hiccuped on me when I was going through doors, which also feels very good. The control in the game feels very good. I'm really impressed with this game, if you can't tell, in the hour that I've played
so far.
Have
you gotten any nightmare sequences?
Is that where the town sort of frosts over?
Yep.
That was where I stopped.
Monsters chase you forever.
I got to the first one and kind of decided now would be a good time to stop and come back to it later because the game was about to start. It was pretty cool, though. Like, the entire town froze basically right in front of my eyes. And then my phone rang, and I was told to run. And I said, you know what? I'm going to save it and run later. Nah, it was
that
very cool.
That poor bastard stuck there, you asshole.
One feature kind of reminded me a little bit of A Boy and His Blob, or sort of also of a feature in one of my favorite games, Eco, for PS2. That game features two characters that are always kind of side by side, but occasionally they get separated, and one of the buttons on your controller is just the main character calling out for his companion by a voice. And then, of course, and Blob has something similar too, but both Eco and Blob have sort of a call button, and Blob has the hug button too, sort of a button that doesn't really do anything. It really doesn't.
But it's just adorable.
But it brings you into the game. Like, it really kind of makes you hug the Blob because you feel like you want to immerse yourself more, and it helps you feel connected to these characters. And likewise, Silent Hill has mapped the A button to calling out your daughter's name in the town. It doesn't do anything other than, depending on what kind of environment he's in, his voice will change. Like, if he's outside where it's windy and cold, he'll scream it out. If he's inside a quiet room, like facing a corner, he'll just say something like, "Honey," or I forget her name already. It's Samantha
Cheryl.
Or Cheryl. Thank you. Yeah, Cheryl, are you there, honey? It's just sort of, it kind of adapts. It adapts to the surroundings, and it doesn't really have any real purpose that I can see yet, but they mapped it to the freaking A button. So I did it a lot. And it never felt out of place. It was just always him sort of trying to get his bearings and figure out where the hell his daughter's at.
That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know both Zach and I were kind of waiting to hear your thoughts about it, and your thoughts so far.
Yeah, I might have
probably going to lead me in the direction of buying it at some point.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to get the review up in the next week or so. We'll see how much time I can put in. It's the kind of game where I'm going to want to turn the lights off and kind of get into it a little bit, and we'll see how much my wife puts up with me shutting the lights off on her.
All right, well, I will round out what you're reviewing with a game that I actually posted a review up earlier this week, of Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles: The Crystal Bearers, aka the longest damn name game in games. But Crystal Bearers is kind of weird, because it's not an RPG really at all. It's, I mean, when going into it, I heard comparisons that it's kind of like Square Enix's Zelda. And I guess that kind of works, but it's not really like Zelda at all.
Yeah, it's
but
a weird comparison.
It feels like it's almost like a sandbox game where you can just throw shit around. Because your main character, Lael, who's a crystal bearer.
Lael?
Crystal bearer is Lael.
That's like, a terrible name.
Yeah. But going on.
Lael is fail.
Ah, damn it, that would have been the best abstract if I
had. Hell yes.
But, alright, so he's a crystal bearer, and, you know, his crystal power or whatever, and his magic power is that it can levitate things. So, a lot of the gameplay in the game happens, you know, you are, like, the combat is all picking stuff up, throwing it around. Like, there's a cool thing where, like, you can kind of direct yourself around the world. There's different, like, signs, like, signposts for directions of, like, you know, like, there's a garden that way, there's a castle that way. And you can pick them up, and then you'll, like, you know, hold it above your head, and as you walk around, that'll continue to point in the direction of where you need to go.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's got a lot of nice little touches like that, and you can interact with pretty much everything. It's got Moogles and Chocobos, which are always nice. And it's actually, I mean, for a Final Fantasy game, I think, it has a pretty interesting story. I mean, nothing really super unpredictable or anything, but the characters are interesting enough to hold it up over, you know, the 10 hours or so that you'll put into it. And the cutscene direction is pretty good, but the voice acting sounds like everyone's sleepwalking through the game. Except for a few, like, supporting characters. But the main guy, like, looks like he's about to fall asleep, or sounds like he's about to fall asleep.
What's the combat like?
You're picking shit up and throwing it around.
Oh.
And the combat, like, isn't really that big of a part of it. It's more in, like, you know, kind of like exploration than actual combat. Basically, like, you'll have, like, a few, like, like you'll find yourself in arena battles, most of which are optional, and there's a good deal of this game that's optional. As you know, if you do all the side quests and everything, you could put over 20 hours into it, but if you kind of just bomb your way through the story, it's, you know, probably a little under 10.
Hmm.
But the combat, basically, you'll like go into like an arena-style battle where there's a bunch of enemies around, and the way you fight is by picking things up or enemies up and then throwing them at each other or throwing them at the wall. And they have a lot of cool ways that you can interact with the enemies. Like, you know, you could... They have, like, giant, like, oversized beetles, and if you pick up one of those beetles and throw it at another one, they'll turn into a ball. And then you could use that ball to throw at another enemy. Or, like, they have these, like, bigger, more fearsome enemies that I can't even really think of a comparison of that, how to describe them. But they'll be attacking you, and they drastically overpower you, but you can throw, like they have, like, a... the knight helmet on, so you can throw that down and cover their eyes. And they also have like a skeletons where if you throw them, you won't actually be able to pick them up, as their bones will just collapse and the guy's head will pop off, and if you let them, give them enough time, they'll go back up and, you know, try to look for their head. But you could throw like a dog bone at them, and then they'll have the dog bone on their head and they won't be able to see anything.
Interesting. That sounds
And you can even inadvertently create stronger enemies. Like if you throw three skeletons at each other, like then they'll like, well, if you throw two at each other, they'll start like kind of going together in like a tornado thing. And then you throw a third one and it becomes like a three-headed skeleton. That's huge and really a pain in the ass. It's weird because it's the kind of game that like I had a lot of fun with it. Like I wasn't really planning on reviewing this game. I just happened to get I found the game at a GameStop a week before it came out and played through it and ended up, like, I really enjoyed the game. But when I, like, when I put it into words, like, it's kind of boring. But I really liked it. Like, it's to me, it's almost the very definition of a 7 for me. In that, you know, it was a fun game. I enjoyed it. But, I mean, when I think about it, I'm like, well, that wasn't really that great.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, it looks beautiful. I mean, I think if Silent Hill looks as good as you say, this is probably on par with it.
Cool.
It's got two big issues, which are the camera, which is complete shit. As you spend most of the game, you know, babying it, you control it with the D-pad on the Wii Remote. You can control the camera around. Because I think the problem is that, like, when it's centered behind your character, like, looks too high, so it's like too low to the ground, so that way you always have to have it tilted a little bit up.
Huh.
And that's just obnoxious. And also, there's no map.
Ooh.
Like, this is a game that's all about exploration, and the map, I think in my review I compared it to something that you'd find at a placemat in a diner. And it's just because it's basically like, you know, it's just like, oh, look, there's a castle over there. How do you get there? I don't know. The castle's just over there. Look at the map, man. The map doesn't tell me how to get there. It just says, there's a castle literally right next to me. But
like the map in Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga, which is really just a picture of the world.
Exactly.
Huh.
But, I mean, those are really my two big problems with that game. But it's really good. I enjoyed it. It's not great, but it's good. And that is it for what you're reviewing. And I guess let's go on to the 2010 preview or the 2010 preview. Which how are you guys gonna say 2010 or 2010?
2010.
I think I'll probably say 2010.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna take a while because it's not like I say 2009. I say 2009. I think 2010 is what's gonna stick.
I used to say 2009.
All right, well, let's start off this preview with the Wii, and we will talk about Nintendo's games first, which right now, Nintendo's Wii lineup for the first quarter is Endless Ocean 2.
What?
That's it. Nothing else. Just Endless Ocean 2. Don't know where Sin and Punishment 2 is. I think we talked about this last episode, so I guess we won't harp on it too long, but that's the first quarter lineup. Endless Ocean 2 is coming out in February 22nd. But as far as Nintendo's other games, we got Metroid Other M, which I know, Zach, you're really excited for. We have Mario Galaxy 2. We might have the new Zelda. I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I'll bet they show it at E3 and then are like, it's coming next year.
Yeah, and then it'll get delayed again. We got stuff like, we even have stuff from E3 that didn't really carry over. Zach, I don't know if you played like games like Line Attack Heroes or Span Smasher.
No, I don't even know.
Which I don't know if we're ever going to even see them again. I know Span Smasher was by R-Tune and used Motion Plus and was kind of cool. And we also have, you know, stuff like Zengeki, whatever the hell you say it. I guess, what was it?
German game.
Yeah, the very violent game. Which you probably won't even see released in North America. But, I mean, Nintendo's 2010 lineup, much like their 2009 lineup was, is kind of a mystery at this point. I mean, we know we're getting Endless Ocean 2.
Are Sin and Punishment, Metroid Other M, or Galaxy 2, are any of them actually confirmed for 2010?
Mario Galaxy 2 is.
Mario Galaxy 2 is confirmed.
Okay. And Metroid is, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Metroid, as far as anything Nintendo said, it's year 2010 for Metroid.
Right. Okay.
Zelda's the one that hasn't... I mean, Zelda, I think it's just a lot of assumptions of saying 2010.
I actually don't expect to see anything for Zelda in 2010. It seems to me like it's a very Nintendo thing to do to show the fact that they're releasing a game 1 year and then not mention it for two more years. Pikmin 3.
I still don't understand the absence of Sin and Punishment 2. And I mean, if that's coming out in North America, it's coming out in 2010.
Yeah.
There's no bones about it. And I mean, Metroid Other M, I really expect to see that come out probably early fall. And I think Super Mario Galaxy 2 might wind up being their big Christmas game, which would be weird to think that we could have two holiday seasons with.
It's a new Mario title.
No, yeah. I'll bet your Mario Galaxy 2 comes out in the spring. Because at E3, they were like, it's basically done.
Yeah, they said it was basically done. I do remember that.
And I'll bet Metroid ends up being their end-of-the-year game, and I'll bet Metroid is playable at E3.
I will be there.
Do you think Metroid's a big enough name to be their big holiday release?
I don't think it is. I mean, there's definitely going to be... They have something up their sleeve. Probably the next thing. Maybe it's the vitality sensor, Wii Relax, or whatever
Jesus.
That's going to be. Like, I mean, I think there's going to be another Wii something title that's going to come out this year. I just, you know, have no idea what it would be. I assume in my time with the vitality sensor,
Wii
but
Sports,
I mean,
Resort
we don't know.
Plus.
And then Wii Fit Plus Plus.
I think there's going to be a new title in the Wii Blank series that no one's even thought of yet. It's going to
Pikmin
also
3. Maybe they'll do Pikmin 3.
Yeah, I mean, Pikmin 3, like, I feel like that has to be, you know, we have to see something about that this year.
But Pikmin 3 isn't any bigger of a name than Metroid is.
Yeah,
so if Galaxy's not the holiday release, and Zelda's not the holiday release, which I'm sure it won't be, then I'm kind of curious to see what their holiday release is going to be. And I personally think it'll probably be, it'll be a new Wii something title that we haven't thought about
yet.
I just
feel like there's a lot of wasted potential in Nintendo right now because, I mean, I guess it's because the money might not be in the games that appeal to us. The money are in games. Even Wii Music, which, God, I mean, it didn't sell as well as they expected. Wii Music was still a million seller, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if they'll do something, some big thing with Pokemon.
I doubt it. We're seeing Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to see anything new with Pokemon.
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to think of other big, you know, big mass appeal franchises they have.
Do you feel like the quiet we've seen from them over the past, I don't know, year and a half is leading to anything big? Like, do you get that impression?
I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this is how business is going to be, and it doesn't.
I mean, remember E3 2 years ago when they had nothing?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. I mean, I know they're all about these very quick turnarounds with having games, and I guess it's working. Well, in some cases it's working for them, in other cases, ExciteBots, it's not working for them.
What's ExciteBots, Neil?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's the thing is that like. I don't know what their development teams are doing. Like, what the hell is Retro Studios doing? Like,
it would be nice to see some inkling of a Star Fox game.
Or F-Zero, or one of their other franchises that, you know, I feel like with, you know, the popularity of Brawl and stuff like that, you could, you know, make one of these games a bigger title if you put some effort behind it.
It'd be cool to see F-Zero online with customizable cars.
Yeah, but it wouldn't really work that well, so...
Well, it works.
Although, wait, Mario Kart
Mario
was very good
Kart,
online. So, yeah, F-Zero Online would rock my world. Just anything that's not a racing game from Nintendo Online,
yeah.
I'm not too jazzed about.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming months.
Yeah,
I don't think anything's really going to heat up until E3. I really don't.
Yeah, like I think Galaxy 2 and I hope Sin and Punishment 2, I think they're going to be released before E3. And other than that, I don't think we're really going to see anything from Nintendo on Wii, which is awful. Like, maybe even New Play Control Pikmin 2 or something.
Yeah, there'll probably be... I predict some more New Play Control games. Like, they might re-release...
Or Chibi-Robo, too.
Yeah, Chibi-Robo would be cool, because I never played that originally.
Yeah.
I'd almost like to see New Play Control Mario Sunshine, because... I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because.
The jetpack could work really well with the Wii Remote, I think.
Yeah, it could. Aiming the flood with the pointer.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of think maybe they've abandoned the New Play Control thing. I mean, they didn't release Metroid Prime and Metroid Prime 2 under that label.
Because I liked Pikmin 2. I wanted to play more of it. I never played a lot of Pikmin 2. And Chibi-Robo would be another one that I would be very excited for.
I would love to see them do more New Play Control games, but I think if they do bring Pikmin 2 over to the States, they may find a better way to do it than just releasing it like they did with Pikmin and Mario Power Tennis.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know how well Metroid Prime Trilogy sold, but I think making it Metroid Prime Trilogy instead of New Play Control makes it seem like it's a new game, if you will.
Right.
Because I actually just lent my copy of Metroid Prime Trilogy to one of my mom's coworkers who I don't think really knew about, like, the past history of Metroid Prime. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it's someone who I think he was a lapsed gamer, and He got a Wii and, you know, started getting into that. And, you know, he heard about Metroid Prime Trilogy and looked into it. And I told him about it, and he didn't really have any knowledge of the history of it.
Yeah,
it's a tough game to get into if you have no experience with. But, I mean, I think everyone will like it. You know, what I'm really interested in 2010 is details will start to emerge about the new Zelda.
Yeah, and I don't think we're really hearing anything on that until E3. They've been rather clear about that.
My personal prediction is I don't think we're going to hear anything about Zelda in 2010.
I think we're going to get a press release from Nintendo around March that will have their spring lineup, and that my money would be on that, including Super Mario Galaxy 2 and maybe Sin and Punishment 2.
Where do you think Metroid's going to fall?
I think Metroid's going to be either a late summer or fall release.
Well,
I don't think it's going to be the fall release, but I think that's when it's going to
come out. Yeah, I can see a late summer.
And I think there's an off chance that Metroid Other M might get pushed to 2011. I think it would be early 2011.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know Team Ninja's history, and if they are a very efficient team, I would like to see that game not get delayed, but we haven't really seen anything about it since E3. Which other means that it's moving along smoothly.
Didn't Trilogy and Prime 3 Corruption both come out, like, August, September?
Yeah, that's why I think we'll probably see Other M. If we see Other M in 2010, I think it'll be August or September.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
All right, any final thoughts on Nintendo's Wii lineup before we move on to third parties?
Sucks right now. Hope it gets better.
Yeah. I mean, I've been enjoying the third-party output. I mean, this fall has been very great for third parties. And, The first quarter of next year shouldn't be any different. We got, you know, at the end of January, we have Tatsunoko versus Capcom and No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle, coming out on the same day, January 26th.
Wow.
Which, did either of you guys play No More Heroes?
I did. I played it all the way through.
Yeah, I've not beaten it. It's out and ready for me to, you know, go back and finally finish it.
How far along are you?
That was a cool as hell game, and from everything that I've heard about No More Heroes 2 is that it is like the first one, but everything, it's better.
Well, they removed the overworld entirely. It's a map screen
now. The open world
now
is completely gone. It's just a map screen. They have these neat little, like, 8-bit mini-games instead of, like, the job thing. Like, single screen collecting coconuts instead of 3D, clumsy 3D collecting coconuts, which I think is cool. And they also have, I think it's something like there's, like, 50 bosses this time around.
I'm very curious to see what kind of storyline No More Heroes 2 has, because
No More Heroes 1 was fucking off the wall.
I don't know how far along you got in the game, but without spoiling too much, shit gets real in the last, like, 20 minutes of that game.
I think I'm on, like, the fourth or third one.
So you're not even halfway through.
Well, no. I mean, like, number three, and I think I might be number four right now. So I'm more than half.
Okay.
I worded it differently than you thought I would.
The storyline takes a pretty abrupt turn in the top two battles. All right. To the point where I really don't understand exactly what the sequel is going to entail.
I know No More Heroes 2 is also going to have two other playable characters, which, I mean, I don't know the exact details of the ending, but I'm pretty sure one of the playable characters is the dude, Travis's twin brother, who I think shows up at the very end.
Right.
And I think he's one of the playable characters, and there's also, like, some weird ninja chick. But from what I've heard, they don't really control too drastically different, or at least the ninja chick doesn't control too drastically different from Travis.
Without doing any detailed spoilers, here's what I remember from the ending of No More Heroes 1. After sitting through the ending and watching it, I was distinctly convinced that they were basically showing me a satire of every completely ridiculous anime plotline I had ever seen in, like, the span of 30 seconds.
That is... I think No More Heroes works so perfectly, and I plan on finishing it probably in the next week or two.
Well, like,
and I think it works so perfectly as a satire because I was playing it. My roommate sophomore year of college. That's when I got this game. I got it like used, like a couple months after it came out, and I was playing it. And he's the kind of guy that, like, in Brawl will play as, you know, guys with swords because swords are cool.
Yeah.
So he would just see me watching this game and be like, yo, man, that's so cool. I wish I could do that. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, yo, man, he's Travis Touchdown. Because that's, like, I just found it brilliant because it was such a perfect satire of, like, generic, like, American kid.
Yeah.
That,
like,
you know,
he's going to like Red Steel, too.
What?
He's going to like Red Steel, too.
Yeah. I think he might have gotten into Red Steel. I don't know. But going on, and nice segue, Zach. I'll pick that thread up. Red Steel 2 is also, I think, the rumor right now is that it's coming out in March. It's slated for Q1, and I think there was something on Amazon Europe that said it was coming out at the end of March.
Huh.
So I guess that game's probably maybe it'll come out on my birthday. I can only hope.
That game uses Motion Plus, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it requires it.
Yeah, and I mean, I know, Zach, I assume you played the demo at E3, but, I mean, I'm pretty excited for this game. Like, I have a little bit of hesitancy after getting burned so badly on the first Red Steel, but, I mean, it looks really cool. I think the visual style that they have is interesting. I think the use of Motion Plus is cool. My only worry is that, like, I don't know, I feel like there's Motion Plus isn't perfect still, and I feel like that's really going to be shown. Like, this sword play, like, the entire game could be made or broken on how Motion Plus works with a sword.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen so far, it's good, but there's just that worry. We haven't seen anything this ambitious with Motion Plus yet.
I wonder how much game they can get out of this concept.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely, I mean, like I said, I like the visual style, I like how they're taking the plot, which is not following the first one, which is good.
Yeah, they shouldn't call it 2. They should just, like, rebrand it.
Yeah, or, like, not even use Red Steel. Like, just come up with something else. I mean, there's no fucking blood in the game.
No,
Crimson Blade.
Steel. Yeah.
There you go. Daikatana.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's... Daikatana Rebirth.
There you go.
But, yeah, I mean, Red Steel 2, I mean, that should be a 2010 release. I mean, it was supposed to be 2009, but I think the delay will probably, you know, do it good.
Yeah.
And we've also got Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh, so excited.
I got to play a little while ago, and, yeah, that game's going to be fantastic. It's got a big roster with a bunch of characters that you've never seen in fighting games before, and it's crazy. It's, like, kind of, like, I think as Brawl-like as you'll ever see a Capcom fighting game.
Yeah, I played it at E3. I'm psyched. It's a nice in-between to the technical fighting of, like, Marvel versus Capcom and the really light kind of button-mashy play of a Smash Bros. It has some button combinations in it, but none of them are real hardcore.
Yeah.
It's definitely a game you can just throw a controller at your friend who's never touched it before and have fun.
Give them a little bit of background, but even still, like, I mean, as a fighting game neophyte, like, I mean, I definitely, like, I picked up the game a little bit, and I understood it a lot quicker than I do stuff like, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom or Street Fighter.
What kind of control scheme does the game have? Does it require the classic controller?
I think you can pretty much use anything. I played
I'm pretty sure it's anything.
Yeah.
Does it not have the traditional three kicks, three punches?
No.
It's more like Brawl. There's a kick, punch, there's a jump, and then there's
special moves. I think that how I've played it at demos is Wii Remote Nunchuck, but I recall hearing something that it might use the Wii Remote by itself as well, but I'm not. Don't quote me on that. That might be another game that I'm getting confused with.
Seems like that game would do really well with the Classic Controller Pro.
Yeah, and I think it uses that, and I will definitely be using my Classic Controller Pro while playing that game.
Assuming it comes out by then, hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I already have my Classic Controller Pro importing.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Well. It's glorious. I play Brawl with it.
Well then, sir.
It's fantastic. Well, moving on, let's go to another Capcom game, which is a big release that actually seemed to have gotten delayed a little bit to sometime after March. Monster Hunter Tri, which I will be honest, I don't have too much interest in this game, but I hope one of you does.
You kill dragons and dinosaurs with a sword.
No, I don't have a ton of interest in the game. I mean, yeah, it looks good, and you know, I may check it out, but it seems to me it's basically like a
loot game.
Yeah, it's a loot game. That's what I was looking for. You just go out and you kill things, and when you kill things, they give you things. And then you use those things to kill more things that give you things that you can use to kill more things.
You put gems in sockets and power up your crap.
Yeah, I've heard it's like almost like a boss rush video game.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it looks really good from what I've seen. And, I mean,
and it's online, too, isn't it? Game.
Yeah, it'll be online, and I think it's going to be a robust online experience.
Yeah, I think that game's going to kick serious ass. I really do.
And I guess rattling down the list, are either of you guys know anything or are interested in Arkrise Fantasia, which is, I think, set for quarter one or quarter two?
I don't care.
No, I can't say I know much about that game.
Yeah, I won't fake that I know that much about it either. That's, actually, Ignition stole that one from XSEED. I was about to say it was an XSEED game, but it's an Ignition game now. By Tri-Crescendo, the guys who did... Oh, no. Tri-Crescendo did Fragile Dreams. Farewell, Ruins of the Moon, or whatever it is, which is set for March 16th. That's an XSEED game. And that's like a... It's like an adventure RPG. Tri-Crescendo were the guys who did Eternal Sonata, which it was kind of cool. And this is more like... I've heard it's like an action RPG. I know it's out in Japan. And it uses, you know, your flashlight, much like you do in Silent Hill, where, you know, you use Wii Remote as the flashlight beam. And it's not really like a survival horror game, as in, like, there's not, like, scares or anything, but I guess it's atmospheric.
Yeah.
I think I was reading something in, like, Nintendo Power where they were talking about the beginning of the game, and I think it could be really cool. It's one of those things, you know, post-apocalyptic world, which those are all that jazz right now. I'm definitely, it's a game that's on my radar, and I hope to find out more about it in the coming months, and hopefully it'll be pretty good when it comes out in March.
You know, if you drop that game, it turns into Shattered Memories.
Yeah, those games are cosmically linked, I guess. There's also, we got some Sega games coming out in the first quarter. We got Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll, and Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, which...
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah, well, I mean, Super Monkey Ball. Are you guys excited? Do you guys have balance boards? Are you excited about this or no?
Balance board that has about an inch of dust on it.
No, I can't say I have much interest in this game at all. I don't have.
I remember when it was announced, I was really excited, and then I realized that the other Wii game on the other Wii Super Monkey Ball game was absolute shit.
Yes, it was.
And then I got very disenfranchised and went out and dug up my copy of the Super Monkey Ball for GameCube, and
there you go.
Realized how great that series was.
I have no faith whatsoever that Sonic can be in a decent racing game, so.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like Sonic at Sega All-Stars. I know I think I played a race at E3, and it was kind of fun. And I feel like it's Sumo Digital's behind this, and I played Sega Superstars Tennis, which, I mean, it wasn't anything amazing, but it was a fun little tennis game with a lot of awesome Sega nostalgia in it, and I think this will be kind of the same thing. Can't say I'll, you know, be the first in line to go out and buy it, but it's definitely the kind of game that I think would be, you know, fun.
Neil,
maybe,
because
maybe cheaper fun.
Because you're saying that, a Sega tennis game, you could call it Sega Tennis Slam or something, and then Ubisoft will make a Academy of Champions.
Academy of Champions Tennis.
Yeah, tennis.
They won't be making an Academy of Champions sequel. I don't think Academy of Champions sold anything. It was on sale for a third of the price 2 weeks after it came out.
Beautiful.
That's the Spyborgs line, my friend.
Oh,
the
yes.
Spyborgs line.
Which I still haven't beat. I own it. I bought it because I felt sorry for those guys, but I sure as hell haven't beat it yet.
We also, I mean, as far as the rhythm game front goes, we're going to have Green Day Rock Band and, I assume, a plethora of Hero sequels, although less than there were this year. But do either of you guys even give a shit about rhythm games anymore?
I give a shit about DLC for Rock Band 2, and I suppose DLC for Beatles Rock Band. I don't really have a lot of interest in new ones. If they made a Rock Band 3 and significantly changed the formula, well, maybe not significantly, like they polished it a lot and added some new features, I'd probably pick it up. But yeah, based on what's out there right now, the current direction of rhythm games, not so much.
I'm fine with just rocking my DLC every now and then.
I'm learning how to play the drums on my Guitar Hero, so that's working off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's wrap up the Wii with WiiWare. But first, are there any Wii console games or like Wii retail games that you guys are excited for that we didn't talk about?
Well, if they actually announce a Pikmin 3, I will be the first person in line to buy it. I love the Pikmin franchise. To me, the Pikmin games, both of them, as far as I'm concerned, are the best thing that they've done in a decade. Honestly, I love those games.
It's the best new IP, I think.
Well,
a friend of mine got Pikmin for Christmas, and he's been playing through it. And I mean, I just forgot how great of a game that was.
It's filled with joy. It's pure
joy.
I do really like it on the new Play Control.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I don't. I have it in the mail to me right now. I never picked it up when it first came out, but I ordered it the other day.
It's really good. You know, that's the first time I played a Pikmin game, and it is so charming.
Yeah, I really do love the hell out of that franchise, and I'm glad to hear they're making another one, but like I said, they announced it like 2 years ago, kind of.
They didn't even really formally announce it.
Yeah, they just kind of put
Miyamoto
it out
was
of
just
the side
like,
of their
shut
mouth.
The fuck up. Pikmin's coming out.
You know,
bitch.
I think it's entirely possible they weren't making it until he just said that to get them to shut up.
Well, that's like how they had to like put in golf in Wii Sports Resort because like Miyamoto like mentioned it. It's like, we can make golf. And then he went back and was like, guys, you got to make golf now.
Right?
They're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
again?
He'll say something about Zelda. He'll be like, it's all underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, it was just like, ah, damn it. I wanted to make Link's Crossbow Training 2. What happened?
I know. That's such a weird story.
It was gonna be Judgment Day, man. Judgment Day.
Yeah, Pikmin 3 is about the only thing that they could announce that would genuinely get me really excited. I can't think of anything else. Maybe a new, lost my train of thought. Yeah, Pikmin 3, pretty much it.
Yeah. Zach, how about you? I assume Metroid Other M is your most wanted.
Yeah, that's my game of the year.
Retail game.
Oh, man.
Without even playing
it. I don't know if you were in the theater with me, but, you know, Lauren was right next to me, and I was tearing up. She was like, are you okay?
For the sake of saying something different, I mean, Metroid Other M is probably my most anticipated game as well, just because I'm very curious about exactly how it's going to play, because we don't know much about it. But Epic Mickey looks like it's going to be really, really cool.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And that is set for fall. And I mean, I just think there's a lot of work that's going to go into that game, and it's a Wii exclusive. Like, I think that focus is going to do very well for it. I think it's going to be a really cool game when it comes out.
Neil, don't get your hopes up too high.
It really, Academy of Champions was the biggest letdown I've ever experienced in my entire life. And, I mean, nothing can really ever add up to that. Also, because, you know, I have to stop having faith in some shitty soccer game that Ubisoft crapped out.
No, Pele. No, you know, Pele probably just put his name on there.
And,
so here's the big question. Does that often rumored, very little detail sadness... survival horror game come out in 2010. Have you heard about that one?
Is that the black and white one?
Yeah, they've been talking about it. Like, the developer's been talking about it for, like, 3 or 4 years now.
Who are the developers of that again? Yeah.
It's, I think it's Nibris or Nibris?
Yes, yes.
Every time I see screenshots for that, I'm intrigued.
But, they haven't really said anything about it. I think the only question they've answered about the game in the past 12 months is, are you still actually making this game? And they said yes.
It might go the way of
survival horror on Wii is like the new fad. I mean, I know Hudson has the Calling survival horror game, which I think is like a first-person survival horror game.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't bring Fatal Frame 4 over here.
Well, because, I think Nintendo was like, there's problems with it, and Tecmo was like, we ain't gonna fucking fix it.
Oh, I see.
I think that's the whole story with that. Although they are working on that, that patch for Fatal Frame 4 to, I think it's like a translation patch or something.
Hmm.
Sure. I don't know too much about it. But, yeah, I guess, let's wrap up the Wii with WiiWare, which WiiWare, I mean, as we were talking about earlier, WiiWare is fucking legit now. We got, for quarter one, we
too
got...
legit to quit!
Exactly. We got Super Meat Boy, which, everyone check out my PC impressions of it. That game's gonna be awesome, because it's basically like an old school platformer, but with a lot of like kind of like dark humor. There's like it's pretty much like a who like there are a who's who of bonus characters, including Commander Video from the BitTrip series, Tim from Braid. I think Alien Hominid's gonna make an appearance, and they have like 20 like indie characters showing up.
Alien Hominid, man, hell yeah.
Yeah, and it. Like, that game is going to be fantastic. There's multiplayer. I think you can create stages, and it's
without
probably
having,
like, $10.
Without having seen really anything about this game, I'm immediately reminded of Explosion Man for Xbox Live Arcade, who explodes enemies into stakes when he hits them.
Yeah, nice. It's definitely, I would say it probably has that sense of humor. But this one, it's very much like you control a slab of meat, and you run and jump around, and you can do wall jumps and stuff.
Huh.
And
you are a slab of meat? Seriously?
Yes.
I am all about this fucking game.
Wait, do you guys not even know that the story about it is that, okay, so Meat Boy's hanging out with this girl who was Band-Aid Girl. It was originally a Flash game on Newgrounds. Now it's Bandage Girl to avoid being sued.
Sure.
And then Dr. Fetus, which is a fetus in a jar
this is
wearing
getting
a suit
and
a top hat,
better.
Comes and steals Bandage Girl.
Okay, you don't even have to say another word. I am boneless.
Yeah,
when it comes out.
This game will be fantastic. And
wow,
like, I mean, it's two dudes working on it, and
well, that explains
it's
why.
Great sense of humor.
That explains why the guy from Alien Hominid is going to be in there. I mean, that's basically the same story. They were on Newgrounds, and then they had a GameCube game.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of. I mean, this is a guy. The guy who's these guys are in the indie game scene.
Yeah,
I know.
Very cool.
I highly recommend if you guys want to try something else by the guys who are working on this. Try Time Fuck. It's it's Time F C U K, and
okay.
it's a really neat platformer.
Cool.
Nice.
I think it's over on Newgrounds. Just do a search for it or something.
I will Google it.
Also, when we wear Cave Story, should finally see release. Thank
oh,
God.
I want this game
so
much.
So
I want that game so bad. It's
Have either of you guys
so
played
many
the PC
good
version?
Things about it. I've never played the PC.
I played a few
minutes of the game. Well, not at E3, but at one of like the post E3 or something that I went to this fall, I think. But I mean, it's just I can't wait to play this. I just want to sit down for one day and just rock through this game and continue playing it for a while after that.
I'm really excited, and I know Johnny's chomping at the bit to play it.
Yeah, he's been holding off on playing the PC version. I know.
I played like the first 20-30 minutes of it, and then realized that I wanted to sit down and actually dedicate time to it, so I kind of stopped where I was at. But yeah, I've been looking forward to this one for a while.
Aren't they significantly upgrading it for the Wii?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's why it's taking so long. Like they've been meticulous in it.
I hope the upgrade doesn't change the art style, because the art style was one of the best parts about the game.
I don't think it does so much.
Good.
And also coming out, we have Max and the Magic Marker, which is one of those kind of unknown studios that come out with a cool idea, where basically, you're a kid and Magic Marker. Don't know too much about it, but I've heard very good. There's a good buzz around it, and that's also set for quarter one.
I get a good buzz when I sniff magic markers.
Hell yeah! and we have And Yet It Moves, which is another one that, you know, from a lesser known developer, and I think it's kind of like a trippy one where, like, you're almost like I think you're like changing the perspective of the levels and stuff like that. It's another 2D platformer.
What, like Super Paper Mario kind of thing?
I think so.
That could be good.
Interesting.
But that's another one I don't know too much about. Zombie Panic in Wonderland, which...
This sounds pretty good.
The zombies.
I think it's kind of like the Little Red Riding Hood zombie barbecue or whatever that came out from DS the other year. But Zombie Panic in Wonderland, it's basically, I think you control, like, Little Red Riding Hood, Alice, and someone else or something.
Yeah, basically you just fuck up zombies. Yeah.
That's pretty much the entire game, is that you play as, like, I think you have a choice of, like, three fairy tale classics, and you just fuck up zombies.
Brilliant.
It's kind of cool.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
More, please.
And then we have Capcom's WiiWare lineup, which is the Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney games, which the release list that Nintendo released for quarter one, it only has Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney listed for a January release. But I assume that we'll probably, I mean, all three of those games are coming to WiiWare, which is really cool, because, I mean...
And they're in the originals, right? I mean, they're not remakes, they're kind of like WiiWare.
I think there's a few Wii controls added to it, but it's pretty much just ports of the original game.
I'm excited about that, because people tell me that the first Phoenix Wright was really fantastic, but I never played it.
It's hard to find.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, I think that's the other good thing about this, is that you're putting them online for digital distribution.
Yeah.
And Mega Man 10, which I don't think we really need to talk too much about it.
Oh, wait, I want to say one thing about it.
Yes?
I was flipping through Nintendo Power, and they revealed another boss. It's Commando Man.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah, and he's like a big tank. He looks like a tank.
Yeah. And, I mean, awesome. If you guys can look at the Nintendo Power, there's a good, like, 2- or 3-page spread on Mega Man 10. And there's a lot of, like, details about levels. It's going to be a cool-as-hell game.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming out in March. And it looks like the only other big WiiWare game that I can think of is Rage of the Gladiator from Ghostfire Games, which is, I think, like a... I think it uses Motion Plus, actually.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I haven't heard of this one.
Yeah, and I think it uses Motion Plus, and I think it's almost from, like, a Punch-Out perspective.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
This is kind of cool. And moving on to DS, which is how we'll close this off as we're running long now. But on DS, Nintendo's games are pretty much Glory of Hercules, that's coming out in January, Pokemon Heart Gold, Soul Silver, coming out March 14th, WarioWare DIY, coming out March 28th, and then there's stuff like Golden Sun DS, which I don't even know if that's coming out in 2010. We really haven't seen much of it besides a joke of an E3 demo.
The cinematic.
The next Professor Layton game, which I really hope sees released next year.
Are there any other
Nintendo games that you guys want to see come out this year or in America at all, or games that you hope to see come out on DS?
I'd like to see a 2D Metroid game.
Yeah, I mean, 2D Metroid game is...
Although I guess that's coming out on the Wii,
They're not doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Canvas Curse 2 is my most wanted game right now.
And if you're all the acclaim, I guess maybe Canvas Curse, like, I don't know why they haven't made a sequel.
Canvas Curse is damn good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, all the acclaim, I guess maybe it didn't sell as well. They needed to have more angry pictures of Kirby on the cover of things.
I'd like to see a Nintendo Lizards.
That's one of those franchises. Nintendogs has been dormant. Since, you know... Like,
yeah, I'm really surprised they haven't done anything with it, because it sold gangbusters.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised to see a sequel to that announced at E3.
Yeah. To be honest.
In fact, I would be surprised if there wasn't some sort of revival of that franchise this year. It's about the right time.
But, yeah, and... I mean, as far as DS games... for Nintendo, I can't really think of anything else.
Me neither.
Yeah,
I mean,
nothing comes to mind.
I feel like we're probably going to hear about a new portable sometime soon. I mean, maybe not right now, probably sometime next year.
Like what, a DS2 or something?
Because I just feel like, I don't think we're going to really see anything too innovative on DSiWare, I think, is the limit of that. I don't think we're going to see DSi exclusive games, because I don't know how financially viable that is.
Well, you know,
and Nintendo needs to kind of put their money where their mouth is. I mean, it's the same thing with Motion Plus, is that people are going to be scared of it until Nintendo shows them the light, I guess.
Well, I hope they don't do new hardware. I think there's a lot of untapped potential on the DSi and the DSiWare. You know, where's our virtual console for DSiWare?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why it's not here. I remember talking to someone around E3, someone talking to someone at E3 who, you know, swore that they had a friend who was working with Nintendo who showed him a video of, you know, DSi Virtual Console, and it was supposed to be in the press conference and they pulled it out at the last second, but I don't know how much stock I'll put into that.
Although I guess I wouldn't be too surprised, because I don't think Nintendo quite knows what to do with the DS.
Yeah,
you know, I tend to agree.
DS Fat, DS Lite, DSi, DS XL. I don't know, are sales lagging or something? Why do they keep pumping out these new versions?
I do not know.
I don't think we're going to hear about the next handheld in 2010. And the DSi is still a little too fresh. And I kind of feel like, like Zach said, I don't think they know what they want to do yet. And I think, you know, there's so much rapid change in the handheld market right now, especially with the way the iPhone has really taken off. They may want to wait a little bit longer and kind of just see how it plays out and get their bearings. Because, you know, the iPhone's done a good number on the portable gaming mind share, even if it hasn't done a good number on the portable gaming sales. I'm not sure if it has or not. I'm sure Apple would claim that it has. But there's a lot of change right now in that market, and they may want to hold off and just kind of see what happens before they jump too fast into a better version of the DS. If they put out another handheld game system that follows the same business strategy as the DS, I think they run the risk of that business strategy being fairly obsolete within 2 years.
Sure. Yeah.
They run that risk. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they run that risk. The way the iPhone has lowered prices on good games, you know, you get your Maddens and your Tiger Woods on iPhone for $10. Why should we?
Well,
pay
if you notice, they're also.
DS?
I mean, speaking of Madden and Tiger Woods, I can't remember the last time there was a Tiger Woods game on DS, and I know Madden this year on DS didn't happen, because I don't think I actually got a quote from EA about this, and they're basically like, well, you know, we don't know what to do. We don't know what we're going to do with Madden DS.
Yeah.
Like, it's not in our best interests to release a Madden game on DS right now. And I think that, in all honesty, it's more worthwhile in the portable spectrum for games like Madden to just put them on iPhone.
You know, I almost wonder if, like, the DSi and the DS XL are kind of stopgap devices to help fill a financial void.
I feel like they're trying to be Apple.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
And on the same notion, I think Apple's trying to be like Nintendo. I think they're similar companies that take after each other.
You know, what's also interesting is that, you know, the next handheld, the iPhone has kind of set a precedent as to technological advancement for a relatively cheap price. I'm not saying it's affordable, but you can afford it if you really try. And Nintendo's never been one to kind of go balls out with technology.
And I don't think they ever will.
No, I don't either, but I think that puts them in a very precarious situation in the handheld market.
Well, I mean, think about the fact
it's
that...
It's not like they're failing right now, though. It's still their battle to lose.
Oh, sure.
Think about the fact that the PSP came out in, what, 05?
Maybe 05, yeah.
Yeah, 05.
Yeah, I mean...
I think DS came out in 04, in, like, fall of 04, and PSP came out in spring of 05.
And the way technology has advanced in the last 5 years, I think you could probably make a PSP quality handheld system without jacking the price up too much. They don't have to make the hardware quite so dated for the sake of keeping the price down anymore. I mean, they could basically make a Nintendo
PSP.
Right, you know, they could basically...
A Nintendo DSP.
You know, they could take the technology of the PSP and put their unique spin on it.
Sure.
And they wouldn't have to charge $200 for it because the PSP doesn't cost $200 if you buy the correct version.
The real one, yeah.
But I don't I don't think they're ready to do it yet. I think they have plenty of success. There's still plenty of here's the key for me. There's still plenty of software coming out for DS. Maybe not by Nintendo, but
it's
by third parties.
It's
not as if we're at a point now where companies are hesitant to make software for it because it's so old. No, there's plenty of games coming out for it. I don't think Nintendo's in any hurry. It's still selling like crazy. I don't think there's any hurry for them to create the next one. I mean, there's no reason for them to need another one right now. They're not going to make another one until there's a financial need for it, and there's not one. There's just there won't be for at least the next 12 months.
And when they do feel the shove to make a new one, I think they're going to have some hard decisions to make as to how they want to compete with, you know, existing market share.
I agree. I think there's a lot of I think there's going to be the potential that the next handheld from Nintendo is going to be significantly different than the DS.
Yeah,
maybe
I agree.
Not in terms of the type of games they put on it, but definitely in terms of the way they distribute them, the way they're priced, maybe. Just all across the board. I think there's a very good chance they're going to go with an Apple style touchscreen. Maybe not just that, but instead of having a stylus.
I think going just that would be asinine. I mean, you need to have fucking buttons. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
if you could choose between a finger touchscreen and a stylus touchscreen on the existing DS.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
I think if they made a DS with a finger touchscreen, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do too.
And I guess before we go into the third-party games, I remembered the WiiWare game that I meant to mention, and that's the next game in the BitTrip series, which is BitTrip Runner.
Right.
The name has been given out, and there was a screenshot that was actually kind of leaked over at Destructoid that kind of shows like a 2D platformer with Commander Video. I don't know exactly how it'll play, but that's all that's known about that.
Do you think after it's all said and done, they'll put out the BitTrip series on retail?
I think that would be really cool, and I know, I mean, from talking to Alex Noisy, the guy over at Gaijin Games, he's definitely, I mean, he's looking to do more interesting stuff with that series, or even making a new series, and I think, you know, the critical acclaim that they're getting with the BitTrip series, I think Gaijin Games will be able to do something cool, even if, you know, it could be putting the BitTrip series out in a retail package. It could be making a new series. It could be expanding to, you know, other platforms or something like that.
Sure.
But I think they are a company on the rise.
Very good.
And third-party DS games now, going back to where we were. I think the big one for me is definitely Dragon Quest IX.
Absolutely,
I'm really excited for that game, even more so because I got really into Dragon Quest V when I reviewed it early this year. And I know I'm really excited for Dragon Quest IX, and I guess in the interest of time, since we are running very long, do you guys have any third-party DS games that you were excited for?
No. Oh, boy.
Dementium 2 is the only one that really hits me.
Yeah, that's coming out in mid-February, which it's looking pretty promising so far.
Yeah, it is.
If they announce any new Castlevania games, I'll be all over that, but they haven't done so.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I
don't
feel
think
like
they will. They have to let Castlevania Adventure Rebirth percolate.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Oh, wait, Lords of Shadow. Now they're focusing on Lords of Shadow.
Yeah.
This is true.
But I mean, that's the thing is that, like, I can't really think of many other, I mean, outside of what's in the quarter one thing, which, in all honesty, I guess I'll just rattle off some names. I mean, Dragon Quest VI should also be coming out at some point.
Yeah.
Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey is coming out in March. Infinite Space from Platinum Games is coming out in March. I don't really know much else with the DS lineup after that, and I mean, obviously we'll still see the continuous stream of shovelware and licensed stuff and everything, but as far as, like, you know, bigger games, I feel like there was kind of this run on DS, and I don't really know what's next after this. I mean, I guess maybe there hasn't been a time where I've looked ahead from this angle on DS, but it's just I don't know what's coming out after that, and that's why, I mean, I think there might be another... a bigger iteration of DS on the horizon.
Yeah,
I guess we'll see. Yeah,
yep.
Looking at this third party list, I can see that, you know, maybe the well is finally starting to dry. We'll see.
Yeah, but I mean, just bring Retro Game Challenge 2 over. Come on. And I guess on DSiWare, that's another kind of open book. There's a bunch of Nintendo games coming out in the next couple weeks that are confirmed, but I don't know much about them. I know one of them is Q Games is, like, I guess, DSiWare follow-up to DigiDrive, which has been getting, it came out in Europe, I think, already, and it's been getting some good reviews. I'm excited to try that out. But the big one on DSiWare is definitely Shantae: Risky's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
set in
yeah.
quarter one.
I got myself the Shantae.
Illegitimately, but still.
Quite you.
And see, it's the only way you'll get it, you're going to be able to get it.
It is, without spending $200.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited. It's the kind of game I've always wanted to play that series, and
it's really hard.
Yeah, I mean those WayForward doesn't fuck around. I mean, did you ever play Contra 4 for DS?
Oh, I stayed away from that just because of the difficulty.
Yeah, it's a hard game.
I was just listening to a Radio Free Nintendo where during one track. Johnny was playing Contra 4 and used all five of his lives during that one track. So that indicates that I would not like that game.
Yeah.
But on DSiWare, I mean, I've been kind of happy with the output that they've had. I mean, my only thing is that I hope there's more art style games on the horizon, and I don't know if there are or not.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best thing about DSiWare.
Mm-hmm.
But...
They've been putting out a lot of stuff like Master of Illusion Express and My Notebook. And
but then they're coming out with good stuff. Like, I mean, the Uno game, the Rayman port is really cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
They have, you know, Bejeweled Blitz. They're getting PopCap on it. That's awesome.
Plants vs. Zombies would be an excellent DSiWare game.
Yeah,
That would be amazing, actually.
I'm not sure they could pull it off.
I feel like that would be the kind of game they'd be better releasing in retail.
Perhaps.
I feel like that would sell pretty good in retail. Although they could do the same thing that they did with Bookworm and Bejeweled Blitz. Or I think it's Bejeweled Blitz. It might be Bejeweled some other nonsense. But the same thing that they're doing that they did with those is that they had a retail copy and a DSiWare version.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like how, the iPhone
DVD
has,
and
like,
Blu-ray.
It has the dollar version and then like the $10 version or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the free
right.
version and the dollar version.
Well, yeah, but, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Damn it, let's. What is your most anticipated game for 2010?
Metroid.
If they announce it, Pikmin 3. But if they don't, Galaxy 2.
Yeah, I guess DS and WiiWare don't really add up to our consoles because I mean, I don't know. They're just DS is the kind. It's old, reliable. I'm not really expecting too much out of it, but Wii definitely. There's a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Pardon our rambling.
Well, what's yours? What's yours, Neil?
Mine is Metroid Other M.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I thought you'd say Academy of Champions too.
Oh, eat shit. But sorry for the long-windedness of this episode, especially near the end. It's getting late over on my end.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
I'm sorry. It's closing in on 2:15 right now.
It's because I was late, though. It's my fault.
It's all Zach's fault.
Well, it's not all Zach's fault because I was watching a football game.
Yeah, I was the one who got screwed here. But anyway,
you're on winter break. Yeah, you can afford it.
I am on winter break and I can afford it. But that about wraps up our 2010 show. If you have any other games that you would like to hear us talk about, as far as games that are coming out in 2010 that we skipped over, write us in the forum thread, and we'll get back to you. No, NintendoWorldReport.com. There is a website. and other than that, you know, have a great new year. You will have already had a good new year, I hope, by the time you hear this. And yay 2010.
Yay 2010.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
2010, let's do it. Bring it on.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Subscribe
to us on iTunes. Review us. We like being reviewed on a star scale. You can't give us a 9.0, but you can give us a 5 out of 5. So,
hell yeah.
Do it. It's good for the soul, good for the heart. See y'all next year. That does us for 2009. I got about 22 hours left in 2009. I gotta make it good.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Adios, folks.
Happy New Year.
Bye.